getting a major winter storm on Sunday, March 2nd, 2014. It's going to bring up to 20-plus centimeters or so, and it's a freezing rain of mixed precipitation in the state of Missouri, especially in Seymour and Springfield, Missouri. It's going to be a snow and ice storm for people living in Missouri, especially in St. Louis, Missouri. It's going to get snow, sleet, and freezing rain and mixed precipitation as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow and lots of freezing rain in the state of Missouri because of all the cold air coming from the Canada and the warm, moist air coming from the Gulf of Mexico. That's going to cause a winter storm. It's going to be a major winter storm in the state of Missouri on Sunday, March 2nd, 2014. It's going to be icy conditions and lots of snow around. It's going to be lots of snow and it's icy conditions in the state of Missouri, especially in St. Louis and Seymour, Missouri. People in Missouri, be prepared. Have your winter boots ready, have your winter jackets ready, hats and gloves and scarf and ski pants is ready. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi and buy cases of Coke. Do your grocery shopping. Don't wait till last minute. Do it right now because it's going to be stormy and icy conditions in the state of Missouri, especially in Seymour and St. Louis, Missouri. Have your iPads charged. Have your iPods charged. Have your cell phones charged. Have your laptops charged. Have your tablets charged. Have your 3G and 4G internet ready just in case the power goes out during the freezing rain. Have your flashlights ready. Have your candles ready. Have your crank-up radio ready. Have your battery-operated lanterns ready. Have your generators ready. And have your extra batteries ready. And when you're driving the car, take your time, drive the car, be careful, and slow down so you don't get into car accidents in St. Missouri, especially in St. Louis and Seymour, Missouri. Because, have your salt trucks ready. Because the roads are going to be very icy in the state of Missouri. It's going to be lots of snow and ice and freezing rain in the state of Missouri. When you go for a walk, be very careful walking. Don't slip and fall in the state of Missouri. It's going to be wintry conditions and lots of snow and freezing rain. And the storm is going to start on Saturday evening. We'll continue on to Sunday, March 2nd, 2014 in the state of Missouri.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
The following program is intended for teenagers, young adults, and their parents. It's a 60-minute report in sound about pornography, indecent material in all forms. Our purpose is not to be sensational, nor crude, but to explore factually and completely a long-neglected social cancer. Because deep within it lie the seeds of our disintegration and destruction as families, as communities, as a nation. Pornography, the business of evil. A special report from WBZ News, compiled and prepared by your reporter, Jerry Landy, with additional research by the WBZ News team under the direction of Paul Altmaier, and told in detail, in their own words, in their own way, by some of the people who know best about pornography as a racket, as a disease, as a way of life, and for the men who sell and produce it, as a marvelous way to make a buck.
I think they're about as low down on the totem pole, as the expression goes, as you could really get. There's on a par with a pimp. They're on a par with a narcotic pusher because their whole aim is degradation and the ruination for a fast buck. They have no scruples. They have less scruples than a good thief.
Boston Detective Lieutenant Ed Blake, boss of the Vice and Narcotics Squad. For some time, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the postal authorities, the state police, the office of Middlesex District Attorney James O'Day, Lieutenant Blake, and his Boston Police Vice Squad have been waging all-out war against smut merchants and their stooges in the greater Boston area. It's the shocking disclosures revealed in this drive which has served as a spark for tonight's report. Back in 1956, the Kefauver Subcommittee Investigating Pornography said, like the peddler of narcotics, the pornography peddler's only interest is to ensure that his customers are hooked. He knows that once they are hooked, they will continue to pay and pay. A new kind of addiction. From Middlesex County Assistant District Attorney John Powers, definition of pornography.
Well, our formula basically to the offices involved is we are not interested in art studies or sunbathing magazines. We have as a starting point sexual relationships working backwards through perversion.
Another law enforcement officer has a much broader definition of pornography. Captain Joseph Cummings of the Boston Police Force, the man in charge of youthful offenders.
The decent, indecent literature. In other words, your girly books. The girly books that leave very little to the imagination. And the pitiful part of it all is that every juvenile we come in contact with, whether it's male or female, seems to have some of this junk in either his or her pocket. It's ironical that some variety store owner or some bookstore owner can decide whether or not your child shall have them, and his only measuring stick is whether or not the kid has the money to buy them.
Often, says Captain Cummings, it's milk money the kids are spending. We must point out the magazines Joe Cummings talks about are sold legally on many newsstands. Anyone can buy them. They are generally expensive. Their purpose is obvious. They deal in sexual curiosity and vicarious sexual experience. They sell love potions, books on how to be successful in sex, brassieres and panties for the female who wants to dress the way those Hollywood females do, the ones who always get their men. Magazines which play on the unformed sexual curiosities and outlets of the young, the frustrations and disappointments of the old. They are legal, but in perusing them, D.A. Powers helps you read between the lines.
There are several national offbeat magazines which encourage home photography. And usually the way it works is an individual will take a picture of a lady who is probably not completely clothed and will send it to the magazine. And usually they send a letter along. Dear so-and-so, this is a picture of my wife, who is my favorite model and the mother of my 18 children. I think she's very attractive, and I'm very proud of her. And for those of your readers who would like to see more of her, we would like to hear from you.
Pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain the memory. 20 miles east of Los Angeles. Hundreds of firefighters are trying to stop the flames from spreading. People in Glendora have been evacuated. Schools in the area are closed. About 1,700 acres are burning. All this according to L.A. County officials. Firefighters are battling this wildfire mostly from the air. Here's what helicopter pilot Larry Welk had to say about trying to save some homes.
We understand that there are mandatory evacuations for some of these foothill areas here. We don't know that this was particularly one of them. However, by the by the look of the fire here engulfing this house, it does certainly look like this may be one of the areas that was considered for evacuation. So no, we don't see anyone in the house itself. We don't see anyone around the house other than that one firefighter that we were able to spot just a couple of minutes ago here. But unfortunately, as you mentioned, this house is going to be a total loss. The roof has actually collapsed. The flames very active at this point. As we move into a clear spot, we can actually get a great shot of this fire here, and it is unfortunately consuming this house from top to bottom, left to right, and that is certainly some unfortunate news for the residents of this place here, but we hope that at the very least they were able to get out, and we certainly hope that firefighters are able to mitigate damage to some of the surrounding structures here and maintain some sort of order in the area here and not allow this fire to spread beyond the borders of this particular home. Under the most intense conditions, fires can generate their own weather patterns. And so, having said that, I would guess that winds down at the surface are probably whipping around pretty good. I will say that we're at 6,000 feet at this point, and I will say that at this point, the smoke from the fire is basically laying down, lingering at about the 4,000 to 5,000 foot mark here, and it is blowing a little bit less intensely. For the moment, the wind is starting to die out. I am starting to look at some of the homes along just north of Palm Drive, just north of Rose Drive, where some of the smoke is just kind of lazily moving up. So it looks like, for the moment, that the winds tend to be dying down, but we know from past experience that any shift in the wind or any change in the wind patterns can quickly kick this fire back up.
Bomb on fire.
Come on, dude, we make girls laugh louder. They're begging for the clam chowder, cause I fit the shoes. You eat prison food, I got interviews with Matt Lauer. I catch a plane in half an hour, so I can't stay at the after hours. I say goodnight, I'm in demand, cause I lay good pipe and I'm in the band. I don't fall with the huge budgets, what they do gets news coverage at South By. You blew hundreds, but I ate like I had two stomachs to get the paper under the table. I charge swinging like jumper cables, alright, don't. So I sell no pads when the game's rough. Get elbow pads or kick rocks. Get a yellow cab, I'm out the door. Toodaloo, when you're hot, they will Google you. And crowds roar through the roof for same.
Bomb, bomb, fire, bomb, bomb, fire.
A tractor trailer transporting concrete has burst into flames in Kansas City.
In the state of Missouri.
The fire started after the vehicle hit the central reservation and tipped over in the Missouri City.
You can see that also in the northbound lanes, it is open, although several vehicles, when that tractor trailer hit the median, did throw concrete over into the northbound lane.
At least six vehicles driving on the highway at the time were hit by the truck's contents, with minor injuries having been reported. The truck's driver was taken to a local hospital, while the Kansas City Fire Department
in the state of Missouri
used foam to put out the blaze.
Bomb on fire, bomb on fire, bomb on fire, bomb on fire. Y'all better get your pom-poms higher like. To mention, the game suffers from hypertension. I forgot to mention, you ain't
come on now. You read blogs, recycle cans, I screen calls, recycle fans, cause I appeal to folks that you can't, but acting awkward like Hugh Grant. My lady friends removed their pants, your apartment a dude ranch, and I didn't get no huge advance. I taught music camp for food stamps and
bomb on fire, bomb on
fire, bomb on fire, bomb on fire, bomb on fire, bomb on fire. Y'all hoes get your pom-poms hard like
ooh, do, 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 do. Ooh, do, 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 do.
actors who read scripts. I came up as a gaffer, a key grip, but stayed on the dean's list. I know one's supposed to be clish. Anyway, your main squeeze is a hideous ghoul. A slum in Alexander City is cool. Southern Belle, dumb as hell, but my mind is an infinity pool. Your oligarchy, you sponsor parties, I'm on the marquee in rare form. Every word I say gets an air horn. Y'all just keeping my chair warm. Talk about
bone, bone fire, bone, bone fire.
And crews battling a massive fire about a mile from Disney World right now. It apparently started in the attic of this hotel and then caused the entire roof to collapse. It broke out overnight at the Vacation Lodge in Kissimmee, Florida. That is where Patrick Pegues joins us now. He's our Florida affiliate, WOFL. Patrick, why weren't firefighters, you know, able to get a quicker handle on this?
Well, they tell me that this motel is about 40 years old. It's made out of wood. So when the fire got up into the rafters, they say it just spread very quickly. They said they made several attempts to dig in their heels, dig trenches, and try to get the upper hand on this fire, but they just were not able to do it despite massive efforts from firefighters from numerous jurisdictions here in the Central Florida area. The firefighters eventually just had to kind of sit back and watch those structures burn.
Motherfuckers, fire hazard. They be going crazy for me. And this is what they sound like. Here they go. Homie, you caught in the crossfire. Bomb on fire, bomb on fire. Bomb on fire, bomb on fire. Bomb on fire, bomb on fire. Bomb on fire.
Citing its lax security, unguarded ATM machine, and numerous exit opportunities, passersby of a local BP told reporters today that if you thought about it for even a second, burglarizing its Reynolds and Murray location would be a pretty easy task.
Half the time you go in, the guy's in the back, and I even think the register unplugs from the wall. Plus, if you had a couple buddies, you'd totally grab that ATM and throw it in the truck.
I would just pull a gun on the cashier and make him empty the register, have a car out front ready to floor it. What, the highway's what, a mile from here? You could easily put two towns between you and this station in no time.
Customers added that considering the gas station's general lack of police presence and the fact that the guy who works there late at night always seems to be fairly out of it, shaking down the place would be a cinch if anyone ever wanted to make some quick cash.
Well, you've got an easy exit to a getaway car on Reynolds, not to mention the delivery exit, which is always open in case something goes down.
I have never seen anybody in there. There's no security camera, no bulletproof glass. I mean, all you'd have to do is jack open the cash register and be on your way.
Security forces in Venezuela have used tear gas to break up a student demonstration in the capital, Caracas. Hundreds of protesters were demanding the release of fellow students detained during 2 weeks of unrest and called for a fresh march on Sunday. Many opposition supporters have criticized the police for using force to control the crowds.
I make wax, I pay tax, it'll show cracks, except the kickback.
facts. You call up on dispatch to deal. You done dip with a dealer. You done dissed him. Took letters from his box. Now he's buried in the system. You see me coming out of my building. All types of days and nights. Wondering if I got a 9 to 5. Clothes are always new. Show your pride. I spy. I flash. You go smile. You're in the corner of my eye. Walking. I feel a hall cover right beside me. So for fun, I act nervous and start to walk lively. Sharp left for my. Then I start to jog. Every speed accelerating from the J8 car. The sirens sound violent. They expect more. Not ready. I'm on the stoop with my man named Little Eddie. We start laughing. Next door for me is a house that has traffic like drugs are free. But I'm a new face in a new place of a melon race. Guess black to them makes a good fella case. And that's not so. And I get mad cause everywhere I go, long as I'm dark, rocking clocks, I'm a village door. Police be clocking me. Police be clocking me.
Family of an Oklahoma man who allegedly died in police custody releasing video of that tragic scene. Police say Luis Rodriguez was combative when questioned about a domestic disturbance outside of a movie theater in Moore, Oklahoma. Rodriguez's wife recorded the confrontation on her cell phone, saying she feared for her husband's life.
He doesn't move!
They've got him. They're going to take care of him.
He doesn't move! You kill him! You kill him!
Taking him face down onto the pavement, pepper spraying his mouth, nose, and eyes, and putting the weight of 5 grown men on top of him, and then handcuffing him as he was unconscious or possibly already dead.
Autopsy results are pending. Police say the officers involved in the incident are now on administrative leave while an investigation is ongoing.
They clocking, jocking, and knocking me. Wanting a reason for rocking me. But I ain't committing no crimes. Who doesn't stop me? Yossi rolling for Dolo with Solo. Cop car comes screeching in my presence. In a second yelling. I'm scared I cannot stop. Hop over a fence running frantic. Sending no signal to a panic. I fuse to be rotten it hard. That you won't scar me. Beating me down. Yelling, smelling the old and cold for cinder. It's hard but soft to a stick. Some cops are cool as some are just downright dicks. You want to asphyxiate me in a chokehold. Death mocking me. So for that eat my dust. To keep clocking me, check your speedometer, check how I'm flashing. Nice sticks and you don't have the same type of fashion. 2 blocks behind me, 2 Jakes and 1 blue and white pair Glocks equals 32 shots. I think now. Police, police, police be clocking me. Police be clocking me. Police, police be clocking me. Police, 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 police be clocking me. Police be clocking me. Police, police be clocking me. Police, police be clocking me.
Well, a deadly standoff in Florida between a gunman and a SWAT team. Maria Ines Ferrey has more on that and other stories from across America today. Maria.
Thanks, Tony. A man with a gun outside a courthouse in Florida has died after a 2-hour standoff with a SWAT team. It's not clear from video of what happened whether he killed himself or was shot by officers. Law enforcement tried to negotiate with the man, but he took off on foot. No word on what started the incident.
What for? Is it my B-boy presence mixed with my sure, is it the way stoning me, comb the city in a bench? Legitimate, plus without ends. Paperwork was right, beside us at a red light, giving dirty looks. I guess assuming we were crooks, scoping the car. Tags up the bar, rim shining in your face with the tires, armor all in a digging. All young is my complexion, been through getting stressed. So I know you understand what I manifest in Flannery O'Toole. Vasquez and Black Cop Jones, all crooked with fat rods and homes. Watch your own BD, put an APB on your sergeant, corrupt cash, career skating on the margin. Next time, give me my rights, check out the snipes, look behind your older wall, sucker. I rock mics, you young chicks. Police be clocking me. Police be clocking me.
There was a domestic disturbance. A police officer came on someone's property.
The homeowner had asked the police officer to leave if he did not have a warrant. The police officer continued to stay on his property. The homeowner had dogs that had that were on the property. The police are claiming that the dogs attacked. The homeowner's claiming they didn't. The police officer took out a stun gun and went to hit the dogs with the stun gun, and also took his weapon out and pointed it at the homeowner's face. The homeowner took his shotgun and shot the officer in the face. I believe the homeowner is justified in this case. Too many times we believe the officer is always right. That is not true. Government is not always right. Police officers are not always right. We have a constitution. We have rights. We have the right to defend ourselves. And I'm sorry, if you're going to come on my property without probable cause, without a warrant, and I ask you to leave and you point your weapon at my face, I will use deadly force to defend myself. If that means you die in the process, tough luck.
Between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you've done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. I've been seeing her for years. She got dark, dark wavy hair, with a voice that you just don't care. She got a skirt with another tie. She got a daddy never gave her. She drink a beer with her mom to die. She got knocked up in a pickup truck, but she got engaged when she was 19 to this dude who was acting insane. Out of 45 that he always claimed. She said one day, one day, one too many days. Now we thought that she ran away, never to be heard from, never to be seen. I took a cover of a magazine. I'm just wondering how, just wondering how. What you done is put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done here is put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. What you done here, put yourself between a bullet and a target, and it won't be long before you're pulling yourself away. A bullet and a target. 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 We'll be right back.
organizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
Fistfights broke out between pro- and anti-Russian demonstrators in Ukraine's strategic Crimea region on Wednesday as Russian President Vladimir Putin orders major military exercises just across the border.
Ukraine! Ukraine!
Россия! Россия! Россия!
Крым должен быть в составе
России. Crimea has to be a part of Russia. It must always be a part of Russia. We have to restore justice.
About 20,000 Muslim Tatars who rallied in support of the interim government clashed with a smaller pro-Russian rally.
Crimean Tatars are from here and were literally deported on the 18th of May, 1944, and we will not let anyone make a decision about Crimea's status without our consent.
The protesters shouted and attacked each other with stones, bottles and punches as police struggled to keep the two groups apart. One official said at least 20 people were injured. The tensions on the Crimea Peninsula, home to Russia's Black Sea Fleet, highlight the divisions in this country of 46 million and underscore fears the country's mainly Russian-speaking East and South won't recognize the interim authorities' legitimacy. In Kiev, opposition leaders who took charge after pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych fled were charting a path forward for the country and its ailing economy. Protesters demanding that the new government be close to the people remain in Independence Square. Ukraine's acting interior minister ordered the disbandment of a feared riot police unit known as Berkut, which protesters blamed for violent attacks against peaceful demonstrators. The force, whose name means Golden Eagle, consists of about 5,000 officers. It was unclear whether its members would be dismissed or reassigned to other units.
It's like the plot of a movie, and not a very good one at that. Armed men turn up in Ukraine's Crimea region and take over the airports. A very organised group of armed men, complete with their own military lorries and all the kit, except nobody knows who they are. Ukraine's Interior Minister Arsen Avakov accusing Russia of being behind the move in the only region of his country with an ethnic Russian majority, pointing the finger at his neighbour's Black Sea Fleet, which is based in the region. Russian naval officials have denied the claims, but they did say they'd stepped up measures by its anti-terror units to protect areas where the fleet and its service personnel were located, given the unstable situation.
Hey!
часто, пираньи тоже, я ловил. А как-то раз с огромной пастью попался прямо крокодил.
Tensions in Ukraine are once again at breaking point. Pro-Russian gunmen stormed government buildings in Crimea on Thursday morning as Russian troops continued exercises near the border. There were also clashes between police and pro-Russian protesters. Crimea has a large Russian population, and in the last few days, tensions have spiked in the region. More than 500 miles away in Kiev, the interim authorities gathered to form a coalition government. Talk of separatism is now rife, made worse by reports Russia has put warplanes stationed near Ukraine on combat alert. But the man picked to lead the new coalition, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, promised to defend Ukraine's territorial integrity.
We are committed to the territorial integrity and unity of my country. And the new government will do everything and use all legal means to stabilize the situation in Crimea.
There are rumors deposed President Viktor Yanukovych is hiding in Moscow, as Russia has reportedly agreed to ensure his personal safety. Yatsenyuk has warned of difficult decisions ahead as his coalition government works to find a political solution to an escalating crisis.
Good afternoon, everybody. Over the last several days, the United States has been responding to events as they unfold in Ukraine. Now, throughout this crisis, we have been very clear about one fundamental principle. The Ukrainian people deserve the opportunity to determine their own future. Together with our European allies, we have urged an end to the violence and encouraged Ukrainians to pursue a course in which they stabilize their country, forge a broad-based government, and move to elections this spring. I also spoke several days ago with President Putin, and my administration has been in daily communication with Russian officials. And we've made clear that they can be part of an international community's effort to support the stability and success of a united Ukraine going forward, which is not only in the interest of the people of Ukraine and the international community, but also in Russia's interests. However, we are now deeply concerned by reports of military movements taken by the Russian Federation inside of Ukraine. Russia has a historic relationship with Ukraine, including cultural and economic ties, and a military facility in Crimea. But any violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity would be deeply destabilizing, which is not in the interest of Ukraine, Russia, or Europe. It would represent a profound interference in matters that must be determined by the Ukrainian people. It would be a clear violation of Russia's commitment to respect the independence and sovereignty and borders of Ukraine and of international laws. And just days after the world came to Russia for the Olympic Games, it would invite the condemnation of nations around the world. And indeed, the United States will stand with the international community in affirming that there will be costs for any military intervention in Ukraine. The events of the past several months remind us of how difficult democracy can be in a country with deep divisions. But the Ukrainian people have also reminded us that human beings have a universal right to determine their own future.
Oh!
Appearing in public for the first time since he was ousted as Ukraine's president, Viktor Yanukovych said he would not give up on the fight for his country's future. During a press conference in Russia, he told reporters he had been forced from power by pro-fascist forces.
Respected viewers, respected journalists, the time has come for me to say that I intend to continue the struggle for the future of Ukraine against those who used fear and terror to take control of it, and I have decided to make a public statement. Nobody has ousted me. I was forced to leave Ukraine because my life and the lives of those dear to me were under threat. As you are aware, the power in Ukraine has been seized by nationalists, pro-fascist youngsters representing an absolute minority in Ukraine.
He also said lawlessness and chaos had followed an agreement he signed with his opponents, which was brokered by the European Union and was intended to end 3 months of crisis.
I do want to say one word quickly about the events that took place yesterday in Ukraine. The legislation that was rammed through the Rada without transparency and accountability violates all the norms of the OSCE and the EU. We believe deeply that the people of Ukraine want to affiliate and want to be associated with Europe, and they want to turn in that direction. And the steps that were taken yesterday are anti-democratic. They're wrong. They are taking from the people of Ukraine their choice and their opportunity for the future. So we will continue to stay focused on this issue. But this kind of anti-democratic maneuver is extremely disturbing and should be a concern to every nation that wants to see the people of Ukraine be able to not only express their wish, but see it executed through the political process.
Talk about the various scenarios that are being painted within the mainstream and the alternative media about what exactly is going on there. Who is it that's behind this whole thing? And what is the deal with Ukraine? The deal with Ukraine is that this is the logical outcome of corporate oligarchical systems in control around this f***ing planet. Okay? This is the logical conclusion. Now you have proxy wars, not using states against states. You have proxy wars where corporate interests are using states as their f***ing puppet. Do you understand? This is Eastern oligarchy versus Western oligarchy. And for anybody out there that buys into this whole Cold War f***ing bullshit, which only brings up the idea of supposed communism that never ever f***ing existed, at least not in the USSR, that's for f***ing sure. Alright? Or whatever. We know that there are fascist groups in Ukraine which are trying to vie for position. Now, let me just interrupt this Ukraine analysis to say something to John McCain. Yet again, John McCain. Who the fuck are you, you fucking piece of shit, fucking traitor, motherfucking asshole? Who the fuck are you, multi-millionaire fucking scumbag? Who the fuck are you, John McCain, going over there and once again making a total fucking ass of yourself to anybody who knows what's actually going on in this fucking world by going over there and openly supporting fascist groups over there in Ukraine? Who are you to be f***ing involved at all, you motherfucking sellout, traitorous motherfucking dick? You should be in f***ing jail is where you should f***ing be, you f***ing. F*** you, John McCain. F*** you. And while you're at, shut your motherfucking mouth. I'm sick of looking at your f***ing treasonous, traitorous motherfucking yap. So anyway. This is corporate warfare, do you understand? Because the corporate behemoths that control, through the oligarchy, the nation states that are supposedly the ones that are the real evil things here. If you ask any of these, you know, free marketeer types, it's always the states, the state that's the evil. No, the situation is reversed now, you understand? Corporate power dominates everywhere, okay? And that includes Mr. Putin. So if you think that this whole Cold War business is going to come back and you believe the sort of Fox News, far-right ideological bullshit propaganda factory, that he's some kind of super powerful evil communist who's just ready to take over the whole world, and he's the one that's controlling all these corporate entities, I don't think so. I don't think so. He might have a little bit more skin in the game, so to speak, than perhaps the total tool and f***-faced Barack Obama. But he's still a tool. So this is nothing but the end result of unrestricted finance capital being used by entrenched, powerful corporate and banking interests who, like viruses, descend upon an area, totally use up all of its resources, totally denuded of everything, throw in massive f***ing austerity, which f***ing kills people, and which enriches the super elite, including themselves. And then, when it's all exhausted, like a virus, they have to move on to a new area. So what do you think has to happen now? This is why we have the TPP. And by the way, let me just say this about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Hey, Congress. Hey, everybody inside the f***ing Beltway. The majority of people in this country actually are starting to notice it. And they don't want the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So how about you do your f***ing jobs and kill the f***ing Trans-Pacific Partnership? I know that's not going to happen because they're shoving big piles of money in your back pocket while they write the f***ing law that you're going to f***ing put into effect. Every once in a while you throw us a bone. How about that one? Yeah. So anyway, This is exactly what's going on in Ukraine. It's East versus West, oligarchical, entrenched corporate and banking interests. They have reached a crisis point in finance capital where they need new infusion of resources. So it's either war or, open warfare between the corporate tribes for world domination. And it's not a joke because people's lives are in danger. I only wish that the people of Ukraine would actually have some choice over there and would actually make the choice to become, some sort of democratic, a democratic version of some system that's their own and that they could control their own future. But in the world that we live in right now, there is no such thing anymore. No matter what happens anywhere in this world, you can guarantee that it's being orchestrated by corporate and banking interests behind the scenes through their proxies, the fucking nation states that they have totally fucking control over.
Do you like being a participant in the watering can of the flowers of freedom throughout the world?
Like the lift. For no reason at all, I can't recall her throw a seize in my face. Down the hall, I'm kicking it in the back of the school, eating chicken at 3. Wondering why's everybody always picking on me. I tried to talk and tell him, chill, I did nothing to deserve this. But when it didn't work, I wasn't scared, just real nervous and unprepared to deal with scrapping, no doubt. My pappy never told me how to knock her out. But now in 95, I was surviving, so man on my own. Walk around with fat lip, yes, yeah, she get blown. I'm not trying to show no macho is shown, but when it's on, then it's on.
Maintaining, 'cause all the gaming and fame and fun.
entertaining is hella straining to the brain end. But I can't keep running, I just gotta keep keen and cunning.
Can't keep running away.
Now, go find the others.com.
In the state of Missouri!